How do you find the correct owner's number and email address?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
How do you find the correct owner's number and email address? Okay, so how do you find owner's record contact information? Okay, so that's a good question. Let me show you something really quickly. Okay, first of all, it's called Skip Tracing, and there are services everywhere. We cover that in our training, but there are, if you search for Skip Tracing online, if you search for Skip Tracing on Google, there's tons of services that will come up. Some of them will charge you. Actually, we had the service at one point, but we discontinued it. It was at like 7 cents, but you had to do a minimum of 300. But there are services for 15 cents per record, 20 cents per record. Basically, what happens is that you upload a piece of data, a list of data, you upload it into whatever Skip Tracing system they want, or you send it to them, and they go out there, they have a machine that goes out there and search around the internet for these people's contact information. They search for cell phone numbers, some of them search for email addresses, some of them search for landlines and stuff like that, and then it comes back. But Ken, it looks like you're already part of our family here. I think I recall your name. I think I tried to call you earlier. I'm not sure if we spoke. So you should have access to what I recommend for you inside of the 11 days challenge. So I would just wait and go through that process. But that's the concept of it. You upload a list, or if you have a service, like the service I recommend for you has everything in one spot, and basically just run it, and then they, like within like 10 minutes, they come back with a bunch of phone numbers, up to 80% accurate phone numbers, and you could do whatever you want with that, okay? As well as email address as well, okay? So just follow the 11 days challenge, that step by step, those things are covered. All right, so let's see here, but I was gonna show you, I think I should go ahead and show you this. Here's a quick warning for you guys. I see a lot of people try to solve problems that don't exist. Okay, the screen you're looking at right now is essentially the five stages of the business of real estate investing. Okay, it's data. It starts with data. Now we're talking in the digital age, so everything starts with data. Okay, so when I tell you a list of potential target properties, that will essentially be data. If you drive around town, you bought into the idea that you could just drive around town and write down addresses, what you're doing is you're stuck on stage one, and you're doing it the most expensive way when you could do it for pennies on the internet. Okay, so just keep that in mind, and you're so far away from stage five, which is where money is created, and you're wasting most of your time doing that. Okay, the question that Ken just asked is essentially stage number two. How do you it's partly stage number two, okay, depending on the kind of strategy you want to go by. Do you want to go with the reactive, or you want to go with the proactive? I personally prefer what people may consider reactive. They're not reactive, they allow me to be able to track my activities and put all my resources in the places where they are most likely to give me the best return on investment. Okay, so I like when people reach out to me that, hey, I have a house to sell, all right, or they fill out a form online. I prefer that personally, but there's no rules that say it must be that way. There's all, text messaging still work, okay, but you just kind of have to, you have to have the skill set of getting them to going through numbers. It's still numbers game, right? You're gonna go through a lot of numbers, it's gonna be a lot more hectic, right? And but it's doable, where people say, yes, well, what's your offer, right? But just keep in mind that when people are asking you what's your offer, it's not the best position to be in. You need to have the skill set to flip that around on them, but we're going to talk about that more in a second here. But what I was saying is that each one of these stages represents a new problem that you have to solve, and you're solving the problem all the way to stage five. A lot of people are asking questions, they're roaming around the internet looking for contracts, and they don't know how to create contact and generate leads first. They don't even know that they're supposed to do leads. All right, so inside of this book right here, chapter 3 is all about data. Okay, data, you cannot build a business in this time and age without understanding how data plays a role. you will fail, okay? Because basically the competition is ahead of you. But I know when I say data, it sounds digital and sounds like something that's technical, but it's not, okay? As a matter of fact, as I'm talking to you right now, I'm collecting data and I'm using that to determine where I spend more and more of my resources, including the time I sit down here talking to you, including what kind of videos I should do, what kind of trainings I should do. We're measuring all of that. The same thing is applicable in the wholesaling business when you're marketing, right? Where are you spending your time? Where are you spending your marketing dollars? Is it generating the kind of return on investment that is meaningful, right? Or as compared to the other options that you have, right? You know, there's no marketing strategy that doesn't work, including driving for dollars. The real question is, are you going to be in the business when it works? Or maybe you would have quit already by that time, right? Maybe you would have been frustrated out of the business, right? That's the real question, right? So there's no strategy that can't work at some point. The question is that, will it work 3 years from now, or 3 months from now? Or can you sustain the process? Do you enjoy the process, right? There's a couple of questions that comes to mind when we're talking about that, all right?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.